What's up, y'all? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. I hope that you're doing well by the grace of God. I thank God that He has allowed us to enter this year of 2024. If you are here, if I am here, it is because God is faithful. And it's because God's will and purpose for our lives still stands. And He will continue to do the work that He has started in us until it's completed, right, at the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and read and meditate with you Psalm 24. And I also want to go ahead and meditate with you Romans 6, verses 13 to 14. But for right now, I want you to go ahead and open your Bible pages to Psalm 24. Psalm 24 is a psalm that, you know, God placed on my heart since the end of 2023 to be paying attention to, being able to really take it to heart like never before in 2024, to just help me to focus myself on, again, you know, spending time, intentional time with the Lord, and making sure that I care about what it is that is on God's heart, and that I'm doing the very things that, you know, I'm supposed to be doing, right, for His kingdom and for His name to be glorified on the earth. But most importantly, for me to continue to cultivate a deeper relationship with the Lord. And this is my prayer for you as well when it comes to this year. I desire to, you know, see you cultivate a deeper relationship with the Lord, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it is our relationship with the Lord that will last. It is our relationship with the Lord that will stand, and it is what God will use as well to judge what, you know, to judge us, you know, concerning how we were on the earth. Money, riches, fame, popularity is not what's going to cause us to enter into glory, but it will be, in fact, our relationship with God, if we truly had an intimate walk with the Lord, not just saying that we believed in God, not just saying that, again, you know, we believe that, you know, He did what He did, which is, of course, amazing. We're supposed to do that because that is the whole point of salvation, is to believe that Jesus, you know, He came, He died, He resurrected. But what's even more so important is you building that intimate relationship with Him, one that is authentic, right? One that is, again, sincere, because God, He sees our intent. He sees our motives. He knows when we're being fake. He knows when we're being real. And so it is my encouragement to you as well to make sure that you're spending time this year to really cultivate that relationship with the Lord, and making sure that, again, you're putting His word as first priority in your life. You're making sure that you're spending quality time reading His word and asking His Holy Spirit to give you better understanding, better revelation of His word. Now, Psalm 24, y'all, in particular, the first two verses, we actually recently released a design called Cut the Check, My Father Owns It All. And the reason why we titled it that is because of what we see here in verses 1 to 2 in Psalm 24. I want you to be reminded all throughout 2024 that literally God owns it all. And so when you find yourself, again, you don't know how you're going to receive certain resources to do certain things. You don't know when this is, you know, when you're going to have the finances to be able to go back to school, to be able to take care of your family. I want you to not worry about such things, but instead, I want you to put your faith and trust in God even more so, knowing that He owns it all, that He is the ultimate source, that He is able to provide all of our needs, that we can rest and rely on Him to satisfy us, right? To meet our needs, because again, He owns it all. So let's go ahead and start reading Psalm 24. So verse 1 again, this is what it says. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, the King of glory? The Lord Almighty, He is the King of glory. This psalm, y'all, oh my goodness, by God's grace, this psalm has such great encouragement. off the bat, the first two verses, it lets us know that God owns it all. Not only does the earth belong to the Lord and everything in it, but also heaven and everything that is in heaven. And so you have access to provision on the earth and you have access to provision in heaven. Why? Because your Father is God. And if your trust and your faith is in God and you remind yourself what it is that the scripture says, then throughout 2024, you're not going to be worrying about where your finances are coming from, because you're going to make way to spend time with your provider. You're going to make way to spend time with the King of Glory. I love what it says here in verse 7, right? When it's talking about the King of Glory, it says, "Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." This reminds me that when we make space for God, God is going to dwell in our midst. If we make space to worship him, he is going to dwell, you know, he's going to be embracing himself in our worship, and we're able to feel his presence with us. We're able to, again, have his peace, have his joy. We're able to partake in the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But the thing is, we have to make that space. We have to be willing to invest that time to cultivate a deeper relationship with him, a deeper walk with him, in order for us to see more of his tangible glory, in order for him as well to vindicate us. This is what it says when you're reading verses 3, right, to 6. It says, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob." And so literally, even from verse 3 to 6, this holds promise to us, right? God even gives us a promise within those particular scriptures. It tells of us that when we are, again, ascending on his mountain, meaning when you literally are taking time daily to be in his presence, to seek his heart, to give him the worship that is due to his name, he himself, he is faithful to bless you. He is faithful to vindicate you. He is able to see how you've been treated unfairly. He is able to see what it is that is dry in your life and cause spring of living water to flow in those particular places in your life. He is able to sustain you. He is able to sustain you when you have made it now your life's mission to spend time with him, to go higher in him. And this is something that we really need to have engraved in our hearts like never before. To go higher in him, to not just settle for where we are currently right now, but wanting to be just like Enoch. The Bible describes Enoch again, as we've shared in past episodes. Enoch was a man who walked faithfully with God. I want us to be people who walk faithfully with God in 2024. And for us to walk faithfully with God in 2024, we have to make sure as well that we're asking the Holy Spirit to keep our hearts pure before the Lord, to keep our hands pure before the Lord. And Not only that, but ask God to make us, again, be hungry for what it is that, again, that is pleasing in his sight. Bless us to be hungry for righteousness. Bless us to be hungry for holiness. Because when we are hungry for what it is that God is pleased with, then that's when our hearts can be pure. That's when our hands can be cleansed, right? Can be clean before his sight. The more that we're making time as well to read his word, right? Then our hearts will be pure, our hands will be clean. But if we're not spending time in his word, if we're not spending time also practicing what it is that his word says of us, then guess what? We won't be able to have peace in our minds. We won't be able to have true joy, because there's a lack of his word that is in our lives. And there's more so of something else, right? That's taking that place that his word should have providence in us. I love what it says here as well. It says, "Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob." This shows us that, again, God favors those who are seeking him. God favors those who are, again, seeking his kingdom. It says, you know, that generation in verse 4, it says that generation, they do not trust an idol or swear by a false god. They trust in whom then? They trust in the living God. They trust in Jesus. They trust in God the Father. They trust in the Holy Spirit. And like never before, this is a critical hour. This is the critical season and year where you truly need to be mastering your trust in God. Where you truly need to, again, lay down any idol, And if you're not sure, if you have an idol, you can ask and ask Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, do I have any idol within my heart? If so, reveal it to me. And this day, I lay it down at the feet of Jesus. I lay it down so I can receive what it is that the Lord has for me. But most importantly, I can become who God created me to be. And as well as I can please God. My heart's desire is to please God at all times. And I'm praying that we all can come to a place where that's what matters to us most, is to please the living God. Is to make sure that we are in right standing with him. Is to make sure that we care more so of what he says of us than what others may say of us. We care more so to make God's name revered in all the land, right? On all the earth, than making our own name known. And I believe the more that we, again, are intentionally seeking after him this year of 2024, we will see what it is that he has prophesied about in scripture, and even what he has said to us in this particular psalm that we read, Psalm 24. And so I want you to be encouraged this day that, again, even if you don't have everything perfectly aligned in your life right now, if you are making time to seek the living God, God, he is faithful to bless you. God, he is faithful to vindicate you. God, he is faithful to favor you. But you have to come to a place where you are consistently seeking him. You are consistently seeking what it is that is pleasing in his sight. You're not just seeking God for God to bless you, but you're seeking God because you love him. You're seeking God because you are so grateful again for the sacrifice that Jesus did for you. Jesus already paid it off for us. And so we should be a people that in every single day of living life, that we're saying, God, I give you my life, right? As a living sacrifice, I choose to live every single day unto you. And this is what we're going to be reading in Romans chapter 6, verse 13 to 14. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and turn our Bible pages to Romans chapter 6, verses 13 to 14, and see what it says here. Romans 6, verse 13 to 14, y'all, this is what it says. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. My goodness. What is said here in these two verses, y'all, is so powerful. It's saying of us, because of what Jesus did for us, right? We should not offer ourselves to sin. We should not even offer ourselves to the world, but we should offer our very selves as instrument to God, right? Instrument of righteousness. Instrument of righteousness. Do you know when you offer yourself as instrument of righteousness, you're more like Jesus? And the more that you're like Jesus, the more God's favor is upon your life. The more people as well can see there's a difference between you and the world, between you and what it is that they are, you know, surrounded by on a day-to-day basis. Because again, if you're seeing our world right now, the world is growing darker. The world is growing more cold. Again, we say this before, but it's the truth. And so when people are seeing you again, exhibiting righteousness, exhibiting godly standards, they recognize it is because you have a true faith in God. It is because you have a true fear for God. And you're not allowing yourself now to be bound by sin. Instead, you're reminding yourself that God himself has given you the grace to be able to become an instrument of righteousness, to be able to choose what is right. My goodness. And so I would encourage you each and every single day of this year to remember that you do not belong to yourself. You belong to God. I don't belong to myself. I belong to God. And the more that we have this revelation that we belong to Jesus, the more easier you will see that it is to encourage yourself in the Lord, even when faced with disappointment, even when faced with heartbreak, even when faced with confusion, even when faced with not knowing what comes next. You know, at the start of the year, you may hear a lot of people saying, you know, New Year resolution this, New Year resolution that, goals here, goals there, you know, and that's, there's nothing wrong about that. But there are times life happens and life can cause you now to feel as if you have been resetted all entirely. And it's like you're you're starting all over, right, with your life. And so you don't really necessarily have a clue of what's next. And sometimes when that happens, it can cause you to become depressed, or it can cause you to just become complacent. And that time is not your fault. You're just trying to be. And so I want to encourage you in those moments where you feel, again, like you don't know how to take that next step. You pray this prayer of surrender, and you say, God, I belong to you. I will live each day unto you. I will live each day unto you, because there are points in life where it's not just easy to live for yourself, because perhaps you've done something that you, again, you regret it, right? And so forth. But you could be reminded of scripture that says God's grace is sufficient. You could be reminded of the scripture as well, as we just read in Romans 6 verse 14, which says, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Because of what Jesus did, you are now under grace. God has given you his grace to live. And it is God's will as well for you, again, to choose joy, to choose peace, right? To choose his will, to choose to give him thanks in all things, to choose to submit yourself unto his care, right? You don't belong to yourself, meaning that because you don't belong to yourself, there's certain things that you cannot do on your own. It is God who is able to do it for you. So you have to be reminded that God, he is sovereign. And at the end of the day, he is the author of your life. He is the author of your life. And he is the one that is guiding you through on this journey of life. And so I want you guys to, again, be encouraged by this word. Meditate on Psalm 24 throughout this year. Make the time to spend time with the Lord, your maker, more than anyone this year, and really take God's word to heart like never before. Believe what it is that you're reading from the word of God. When you hear God says that he forgives you, believe that. When you hear God says he wants you to rejoice always and give thanks, believe that and do it, apply it, and you will bear the fruit of it. You will indeed see your life change. And I want to encourage you guys to go ahead and just visit our shop. We currently have a sale. And I really want you to be able to grab some items. Every item that we create is truly to point you closer to Jesus and to remind you of God's truth, God's word, God's promises, because we need God's word like never before in the critical times that we're living in. I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this word. I pray that you guys continue to remain connected to the ministry, connected to the podcast. And also let me know what you thought about the Mastering is in Good conference. I would gladly love to hear your thoughts. Please go ahead as well. Leave us your feedback on Apple Podcasts, and make sure that as well you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Everything that we do it unto the glory of God, and we truly want to go ahead and edify you as well. And so thank you again, y'all, for listening to this episode. If you were encouraged by it, make sure you share it with a friend or two. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, y'all, peace out. Take care.